The cheerful spreads of daffodils that were such a welcome sight a month to 6 weeks ago are beginning to fade. While they're usually a sign of a home where they were planted or frequently an old home site where the house is gone, you don't need to look any further than our roadsides in the Highlands for the next round of delicate beauty and springtime cheer. One of my early favorites is bloodroot because of childhood memories of breaking the stem down close to the ground and painting our arms and faces with the red liquid squeezed out in designs. This fragile spring flower develops upwards out of the center of its curled leaf, opening in full sun and closing at night. Like most members of the poppy family, it doesn't live very long. Its petals are white and the center is yellow. The red juice from the underground stem was used by Native Americans as a dye for baskets, clothing, and war paint, as well as for insect repellent. The name from the Latin sanguinarius means bleeding. Sanguinaria canadensis plants are found growing in moist to dry woods and thickets. Virginia bluebells, another favorite, can make a small field or wooded wetland look like a piece of the sky has dropped down to earth. Mertensia virginica, also called cowslip, lungwort, oyster leaf, and sometimes even roanoke bells, are ephemerals, with the foliage dying back not long after the violet-blue flower is passed. Bluebells grow well in a garden setting too, in loamy soil that is not overwatered. One more ephemeral is Dutchman's breeches. The flowers of these are on a long, bare stem and truly look like little rows of upside-down, white, puffy pants hanging on a line. The leaves come out towards the bottom of the stem and are feathered with lots of lobes. Dutchman's breeches are especially important to early bumblebees for pollen collection. Trillium is the ideal wildflower for anyone new to identifying because it's so easy to spot. It has three petals and three leaves. The flowers turn from white to pink as they age. It may grow a foot to 15 inches tall in a light range from sun to shade in rich soil. The fruit or seed is white and oval in shape. As the berries begin to darken 5 to 6 weeks after the plant has flowered, they can be collected to start a domestic trillium patch. I found a list of about 50 varieties of violets and was surprised to learn what I've always thought of as a dogtooth violet is actually a lily. It doesn't remind me at all of the little blue and purple plants easy to identify as violets. The sign of a true trout lily to me has always been the smooth, flat, dappled red, purple, and green leaves, and the very delicate yellow flower. These are just a few of the amazing variety of wildflowers that you can see now in walks or drives through the mountains. If you take any pictures and would like to share them on Allegheny Mountain Radio Facebook page, just send them in a message. With appreciation for some of the information in this report, to the Ladybird Johnson Wildlife Center. For AMR, I'm Amanda McGuire.